In the lunchtime edition, government looking to acquire about 100 electric buses from China that should be on the road by early next year. The public transport system being overhauled meantime, with the framework for the new mass transport authority to be ready by mid-year. Government and the local insurance sector worried that increasingly severe weather events caused by climate change could drive up insurance costs, and Barbadians rushing to pay their taxes with just days left to the deadline, as the Revenue Authority warns the public not to wait until the last minute. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Government is looking to acquire about 100 electric buses from China that should be on the road by early next year. And in the meantime, the public transport system is being overhauled with the framework for the new mass transport authority to be ready by about the middle of the year. This has been disclosed by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley in response to concerns about the bus service that were raised by a resident of St. Joseph at last evening's St. Joseph Speaks, the latest in a series of public town hall-style sessions. Dolores Thompson, a resident of Melvin Hill, St. Joseph, complained that despite the Transport Board acquiring new buses, the service seems to have deteriorated.
Madam Prime Minister, are there some buses, but I think that things get worse. For Chalky Mount, we after 7:30 at night, you have to wait till 9:30. After 9:30, you have to wait till 12 o'clock. Before we get the buses, we used to have a 7:30 bus, an 8:30 bus, a 9:30 bus, 11 o'clock bus, and a 12 o'clock bus. That goes for Sugar Hill and Chalky Mount. If the 7:30 bus is missing you by the Globe, you can't start up by the Globe or all along Hinesbury Road or somewhere to wait till 9:30 to get another bus. I don't think that that's fair.
In response, Minister of Transport and Works Sanchia Bradshaw disclosed the plan to source buses from China.
We are waiting on the buses as well. I believe when Prime Minister visited the People's Republic of China, we've entered into a memorandum of understanding with the Chinese team that they're looking to be able to provide additional buses, both the smaller sizes as well as the larger buses as well. And I'm hopeful, as you know, that these things have to be manufactured, obviously, before they can come to Barbados in terms of shipment. But I'm hopeful that by maybe early next year that we'll be in a position to add to the existing fleet of buses that we have here.
And Prime Minister Motley provided further details on the bus acquisition deal.
And the number of buses is a significant number, because when I went to China, I spoke to them about it. We've been in negotiations about it. And we're looking at 50 long of the bigger buses and 50 of the smaller buses. So you're not talking about an insignificant number.
Ms. Motley says that in the meantime, there are plans for an overhaul of the public transport system.
But in the interim, the Transport Authority has to work with those who have licenses to be able to appropriately allocate them to routes, rather than people only being on routes that they feel are profitable. And that has to be a condition that we move forward. And that's why we're waiting. Santé should have us by the middle of the year, I hope, the framework for the Mass Transit Authority, which will better manage the deployment and allocation of buses to routes.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. In the lunchtime edition. The General Insurance Association of Barbados warns that severe storms and other events caused by climate change could drive up rates or make coverage difficult to obtain. The president of the association, Randy Graham, was reacting to comments made by the Director General of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Donna Ford, who said, property and business insurance may soon be difficult to access due to the impact of the climate crisis.
Barbados' beautiful beaches are at severe risk of being submerged. Barbados' good food and infrastructure is at severe risk of being swept away by the tides. Our island's vibrant economy faces severe risks. Property and business insurance is becoming expensive and soon may become inaccessible.
Mr. Graham tells Starcom Network News there were moves in Florida to cancel flood coverage, and this could happen here.
But what we are saying is that because the hurricanes are increasing, we face a real possibility of taking the hit in the Caribbean. And if that is to happen, and if that was to happen, then, yeah, we face a possibility of having challenges with our insurance cover. So it's not definite that it will happen, but I think everybody's putting it on the radar that unless we do something about it, the same possibility that we have seen in Florida with the flood coverage being taken away, we live with that possibility in the Caribbean as well. All this attention now about climate change and financing of it in Barbados and neighboring territories, we have to do our part to build our houses to be hurricane resilient. We have to do our part in the planning of the towns to allow for flooding to become less of an issue. Those are the things that we can do to help ourselves prepare for the eventuality.
He explained the trends.
They continue to get hurricanes and flooding, and then what happened, the second step is the insurance companies there in Florida pulled out altogether. So based on what we saw there, it was a steep increase in premiums at first, and then the companies removed cover. So I guess the comment is we're trying to avoid that from happening in the Caribbean. We don't want that to get to that point. So we're trying to stop that from occurring here, and that's why we are fighting climate change, and that's why we are saying it's time for us to look at our town planning for flooding.
The president of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham, in St. Lucia, Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre has presented a $1.8 billion EC dollar budget to Parliament, announcing a continued tax amnesty, an increase in pension, and housing relief for public servants. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a $95 billion package of aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. President Biden signed the bill into law and said, it's going to make America and the world safer. Our top stories. The Barbados government looking to acquire about 100 electric buses from China that should be on the road by early next year. The public transport system being overhauled meantime, with the framework for the new mass transport authority to be ready by mid-year. Government and the local insurance sector worried that increasingly severe weather events caused by climate change could drive up insurance costs. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.